Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Gobble, gobble, baby.
Yes, tomorrow is Turkey Day. I'm so excited. My favorite meal of the entire year.
All right. Well, it's a week for gratitude, right?
True.
My question for you guys today is pretty simple. What are you thankful for, particularly at work? I know that work is not everything for either of you, nor should it be for any of us. You know, this is the leadership line. If we were going to focus your gratitude, I should also probably point out, and you guys know, that there's a lot of great research around gratitude and that it makes us more resilient. It just expressing gratitude makes our lives richer and more positive. It's some really low points in my life. Making a gratitude list has been a really uplifting thing. Tammy's holding up a book. Tammy, tell us about this book.
So Sean Aker wrote a book called The Big Potential. And it is truly talking about how do you reach your potential in life in that particular spot. And one of his tools, which is one that I integrated into my life years ago now, is called the gratitude circle. And you start every morning by finding one person that has made a difference in your life. It could have been a teacher from second grade. It could have been someone that just did something for you yesterday. And expressing gratitude for that person. And it suggests that you actually, or Sean suggests that you actually write them a note, or suggests that you call them or send them a text or an email. And it simply is like, hey, I was thinking about you today and you did this for me. I want to tell you how much I appreciated that and what a difference you've made in my life. And nothing any longer than that, right? Four sentences and be done. And starting your day with a moment of gratitude for someone. And then to close the circle at the end of the day, before you go to sleep, name three things that you were grateful for that day. And again, they could be big, huge things, or it could be as simple as this spot where you were watching the squirrels play in the backyard. And it was just joyful to watch them chase each other and jump up and down and do all the stuff that they did. So big things, small things, recognizing that we have moments in our life that truly are just awesome. Last night, there was a gorgeous, gorgeous moon. And Michael and I just stopped for a minute and looked at that moon and just had a conversation about that night sky. So again, small things, big things, what are they? And Sean Aker will tell you, start your day with that moment of gratitude, go full circle and end your day with three things very specifically that happened that day. And he believes that will change your perspective because you're concentrating on what's right in your life instead of what's wrong. And that will help you reach your potential. So in that spot, Scott, we're going to make you go first. What are the work things that in 2023 that you're grateful for?
Honestly, I would say it's Carmen.
I was literally just going to interrupt you and say, oh, you don't have to say me, Scott.
Truly, I think we have the best staff we've had.
Ever.
We've had some great people before. I think we have phenomenal people right now. And I think looking at how it is going to allow us to evolve our organization to me is exciting, which also makes me recognize that I have to then start to lead differently in this evolution, which is challenging and exciting all at the same time.
You know, Scott, I have to tell you, I've had a lot of staff and I've never felt like I had a team like we have right now. And that includes the entire staff. We've added to staff this year quite significantly. And to watch those add to staff, work hard, learn, grow, receive feedback, move forward, all of that, as well as the staff that we have had longer who have been the foundation and this place where we know that you hand stuff to them and they just get it done. I've never been as happy with a team as I am right now. And being closer to the end of my career than the beginning of my career, that's exciting. I will remember that this team, it's special, it's different. And I'm praying that this staff stays and continues to grow with us because it truly is a gift, right? So I am totally with you on staff. So if I look at my career and I look at my kind of, I've always had people that I partnered with, right? Since I've been 30, I've had people that I've partnered with. And this is to build Scott's ego, but this is also the truth. There's no one that I would rather be partnered with than Scott Bergmeier. Jen, who joined us in January, one of the questions she asked in her interview process when she found out that Scott and I were co-CEOs, she was like, how do the two of you get along? And I remember telling her, we never fight. Scott and I never, ever fight. We don't even have escalated emotional conversations. We talk about tough stuff, but we do that in a way that is really out of respect for one another. And Scott will say something and I'll be like, I see that. No, that's not right. And Scott can, you know, and back and forth. And it's a really amazing partnership because we don't hide things underneath the rug. There is no passive aggressiveness. We don't have to agree. And we have these amazing conversations that allow us to actually move forward and make decisions. And when you're co-CEOs, please understand, we're peers. No one can win. You know, it's not like someone owns 55% of the company and someone owns 45. It's 50-50, which means we have to agree to move forward. And we've been able to successfully do that in 2023 and actually have all those years that we worked together, not as full-fledged partners, but as just people working together. This is something that 18 years ago, we started building this relationship, and this relationship is solid. So the second thing I'm thankful for is Mr. Bergmeier and this partnership that he and I have forged together.
Personally, would like to see more leg wrestling as a way of resolving your conflicts.
He would win. He has more leverage. He's stronger. No, he would win. And so the only thing I have a chance with is intellect. And even then, I'm not sure I can win that one. Scott's saying, no, Tammy can't win that one.
No, I think you can, for sure.
Anybody else hear the sarcasm in that?
And Tammy, I agree. To me, I think we complement each other.
We do.
I think we know each other well enough that I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's easy.
It's easy only because we're not afraid to bring stuff up.
Yeah.
And if you're not afraid to bring stuff up, that means that you can talk through anything. And life is about solving problems. And if you literally say, hey, this is the issue, how could we solve it? And I think we do that really well, Scott. I really do.
Carmen, what are you most thankful for about at work?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
This is my retirement career. And I'm really grateful to be doing it. You know, it's an industry change for me. And that's because you guys believed in me. And in our big group hug here, you know, this is very much like, what am I thankful for? Tammy and Scott. And, you know, and the chance that I've had to make a difference in other people's lives through what I'm doing is really meaningful and valuable to me. And I'm grateful every day for the people who open their lives to me and come to me in a vulnerable way that I can do my best to help them.
The work that we get to do is truly, we make a difference in individuals' lives. We make a difference in teams' lives. We make a difference organizationally, not because we're doing it. We get that privilege because someone allows us in that space, and then we co-create solutions together it's such cool and amazing opportunities and work. And for someone that is relationship based, and by the way, even though Scott, sometimes we tease him about not being relationship based, Scott really is relationship based. And this, he's giving a face, just so you know, but he's a big softy inside of all of that. And for us to actually be in relationship and being able to move things forward and to help people reach potentials and help organizations and people become more, which is the whole reason we named this company this way, that is a gift. And if we look at the work that we have done in 2023, we have done amazing work in 2023. And when we get the opportunity to actually do amazing work, that makes the year worthwhile. And I will say that's, I sit around New Year's and think about what is the work that we have done this year. And it is one of those things that I look at and think, this is really kind of cool when we have actually been able to work deeply and impactfully with clients.
Well, readers, listeners, we're thankful for you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.